This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman Lin and Kelvin. Keith Kam is in the studio with us for the market wrap. It's been quite an eventful as far as news was concerned over the weekend. Enough for world markets to react today, and the reaction hasn't been that great.
Well, it's entertaining to read Donald Trump's tweets on the one hand, but you know you're shaking your boots, wondering what the impact will be. So yeah, Friday evening, Trump tweeted about increasing tariffs on Chinese imports into the US. That already set Wall Street reeling on Friday evening itself. He himself was responding to Beijing announcing tariffs on US imports into China, which was in retaliation to what he had proposed earlier. Also, Trump called on US companies to boycott China, although how much of this is actually enforceable is another issue. But to be honest, he can make things difficult for these companies if they don't comply. And then this followed the G7 meeting, which is still ongoing, where Trump added that he was having second thoughts about taxing China. Not about taxing China, but that he should have taxed them higher.
For a while, people weren't sure, though. For a while, people thought maybe he was having regrets. And then it turned out, no, not the case.
Yeah, we should know him better, right? Anyway, all this is definitely not doing any good to world stock markets. And in fact, for today, we are seeing Asia deep in red. Hong Kong's performance is actually made worse by the ongoing protests there. On the plus side, though, just before I came in, I saw Europe was improving slightly. France's CAC and Germany's DAX are both up about 0.4-0.5%, but the UK's FTSE is still down 0.5%.
Bringing it back to Donald Trump and his communication and interpersonal relationships, he seems to be having a disagreement with the US Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell. Trump wants lower interest rates immediately, which of course in turn is affecting other countries' central banks to consider lower rates themselves. Are there opportunities for ordinary investors like us in this climate?
Right. I mean, That's just it. I mean, a lot of us just depend on interest rates because that's like the safest form of investment for us. And with interest rates going lower, and you know, most central banks are signaling that it's going to go even lower, our FDs and cash savings are just going to earn you that much less. And you know, do you really want to risk putting money into equities? Because like, you know, just as I said just now, the stock markets aren't doing that great. So I saw the thoughts of Rajan Devadasan. He is a licensed financial planner and Manulife Asset Management Services and the CEO of RD Wealth Creation. He does see some opportunities here.
We've seen crises come and go. And I think for those who are able to stay level-headed, you just need to remember that this too shall pass. And if you remember that, then there are a few investment strategies that make sense. Because we are looking at really scary volatility, for people who might be asset rich but cash poor, I would recommend that they manage their cash flow position in such a way so that they actually build up cash reserves. You just want certainty of return of capital. With the downward volatility that we are seeing that's basically killing stock markets left, right, and center, every steep drop presents a fabulous opportunity for bottom trawling.
So, while there are opportunities in markets that are on the decline, you really need to do a lot of research before embarking on any of these kinds of investments, because obviously there are risks.
But it is good advice, I guess, in general, to have some cash reserves in these uncertain times. And speaking of uncertain times, the RB Highcom shares hit a 9-year high on Friday, but today slumped. What happened there?
Yeah, so that 19-year high was RM2.95, and it was mainly due to the fact that there's improved earnings outlook from Proton, which DRB owns 50.1% stake, the rest by China's Geely. It's also showing encouraging revenues. Proton itself is also working on its 10-year business roadmap, targeting 30% share of the domestic market, 10% of the regional market with new models. So today's action was mainly due to profit-taking and, well, the overall soft regional markets. DRB closed 11.9% lower today at RM2.60. It was also the most active counter. RM2.60 is the same level as it was a fortnight ago.
Keith, thank you for the market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.